ثلاثة تي تي ان جي دي
So by way of implication, all these things that what we've also covered comprise the 12 links of dependent origination. And if you refer to the great exposition of Lambrim, there is the mention of the explicit mention of the 12 links of dependent origination. So whereas here in this the middle version, though it is not explicitly stated, the 12 links of dependent origination. So when this text speaks about the different states of the ignorance, so that is actually speaking about the first link, that is the link of ignorance. And whereas when it speaks about the various various karmas, it is actually speaking about the second link, the link of action, volitional action. And then in terms of the link of the consciousness, it speaks about the consciousness and also about the alivian or the repository consciousness. And then there is when this text explicitly speaks about the state of the mind at the time of death, so that is actually speaking about the tenth link, the link of existence, which is actually the ultimate, the ripening state of the fully nourished second link, that is the link of karma, which is nourished fully by the eighth link, the link of attachment, and the ninth link, the link of craving. And then the eventual death speaks about the 12th link, that is the link of aging and death. So here, if you can really reflect on well, so all these teachings here, particularly in this text, they by way of implication talks about the 12 links of dependent origination. And the 12 links of dependent origination, by way of implication, it actually reveals as to how, it gives a kind of a panoramic view as to how a sentient being takes birth in samsara. So is there any tradition in the Chinese monasteries, the drawing, the depiction of the 12 links of dependent origination or the wheel of cycle right at the close to the main gate of the monastery or on the walls of the monastery? So actually that is very clearly, explicitly stated in the Vinaya text of the literature of the ethical discipline. So there is the most of the monasteries or temples in Tibet, you can find that depiction, the wall painting of the wheel of life, or Sipakolo, the wheel of life, depicting the 12 links of dependent origination and so forth. So that is actually a very comprehensive picture which tells which informs about how the sentient beings are trapped in samsara and how then one can possibly alleviate oneself from samsara. And then also, then next, so next about the conceptions in a mother's womb. So if you take birth, kind of the birth that we're going to take, if that is the womb birth, so it is not necessary that we really need to have the combination of the parents' substances. even without these two compositions, still a child can be conceived. So, because nowadays we find the research is being done on as the tested babies or the cloning. Next, the measure that those thoughts common to intermediate beings have arisen, indicating the measure of the having genuinely arisen. Second, if you have come to understand the characteristics of cyclic existence in detail from the point of view of suffering and its origin, and the desire has arisen to abandon them and attain complete pacification, that alone is indeed the attitude of renunciation. However, it is not sufficient by itself. You should generate it to the extent that you would not want to be stuck in a house ablaze with fire or stay locked up in prison, and to the extent the desire would arise to attain liberation from them, and then it will still be necessary to increase it. If this attitude sense of repulsion to samsara is nothing more than a minor slip, like flour dropped into sour milk, so His Holiness says, a kind of sour alcohol, the view of reluctance towards the causes of cyclic existence, the origins will not reach beyond that. Accordingly, when striving for liberation, the sensation that puts an end to suffering at its origin will be the same. Therefore, the desire to accomplish the path of liberation can only be words. There will be no basis for the compassion that cannot bear the suffering of other beings roaming in cyclic to come either. The uncontrolled mind of enlightenment that has the power to spur the mind on will not arise, and subsequently you become a member of the Mahayana only in your understanding of the words. For that reason, you should cultivate those thoughts again and again.